Everyone loves us when we love ourselves. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Everyone loves us when we love ourselves. Now, we listen to so many people who are hung up on trying to destroy the ego, trying to say that loving themselves and loving their personal selves and loving their ego and loving them, whoever they are, is not good. And, you know, these people are sick. Yes, they are. Well, those people would say of me, I am sick because I like me, because I love me, because I think I'm wonderful, because I think that everybody loves me when I love myself. So I love myself all the time. Everyone loves me when I love myself. Now, how do I love myself? That's a good question, isn't it? How do I love myself? Well, I love myself by recognizing who I am. I love myself by recognizing that I am a beautiful person. I love myself by recognizing that every organ, action, function of my body is perfect. I love myself by recognizing that I am a fantastic being. Everyone loves us when we love ourselves. Now, if I go around with a sick attitude on my heart, in my mind, in my body, people are going to shy away from me. They don't want to have anything to do with a sick person. If a person goes around acting like they are hurt, people don't want anything to do. Oh, what can I do to help you? You know, what they want to do is get you stopping from being hurt, from feeling that you're sad, feeling that life's not a good thing at all. They want to stop you from doing that because they don't want to be around a person who is not loving themselves. Now, you know, little children, a little baby. I love the illustration of little babies in this crib, you know, cooing and billing and happy soul, blah, 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 you know, and everybody likes to play with them. And then another child in another crib is crying and yammering and unhappy and having all sorts of problems, and nobody wants to go and do anything with that baby. It's just the way we're built. Now you say, well, that baby that's crying really needs the help. No, it doesn't. It's feeling sorry for itself, and it is experiencing it. The baby who is loving itself and is happy, that baby can have just as big a mess in its pants as the baby that's crying. And the baby that's crying, he's unhappy because he doesn't like himself. The baby that's crying, that's happy, and is happy, whether he's got a mess in his pants, or whether he's hungry, or whether anything else, he is just a happy, happy, happy guy. Now that's what it's all about. That's what we're all about. Everybody loves us when we love ourselves. Everybody loves us when we are happy with ourselves. Everybody wants to be with us when we are happy people. Oh, I want to go to the circus with this guy because he's always a lot of fun. When he goes to the circus, oh man, he just laughs and he shouts and he's so happy. And it's so much fun to go to the circus with this guy who likes himself, who just has a good time. He doesn't care if people say, what are you? I mean, here you're an adult laughing like a child. Isn't that wonderful? Yes, 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 that's so wonderful. Now, that's who we are. Everybody loves us when we love ourselves. We can learn to like ourselves. We can learn to love ourselves. We can learn to appreciate just who we are. Well, for one thing, we're certainly divinely made. We are certainly divinely made. We are certainly magically made. The organ, action, function of our body and how it works is just so divinely made, so wonderful. We can love our creative self for this because we created a good one. Now, some people create a body that has some problems, okay? So you go to them and they say to you, how come you got a nice body and I got a bad body? Well, I like my body. I love my body. I tell my body I love my body. And my stem cells just go to work creating whatever it is I tell them that I love. And my stem cells just make my body whole and perfect every day, every day, every day, in every way, in every way, in every way, every day, every day, every day, every day. And I feel so great. I feel so fantastic because that's who I am. That's who I am. I am that happy guy that my stem cells are joining and creating and creating and bringing about and having in my world. Oh boy, is it a wonderful, fantastic world. That's who I am. Okay, now, anybody want to jump on the bandwagon here with me? Anybody want to come along? If you want to come along, you better have a smile on your face. If you better, if you want to come along with my happy world, you have to love yourself. You have to find only good in yourself. Don't tell me about your problems. Tell me about your solutions. Tell me about your joys. Tell me that, hey, I'm working on being a billionaire. Oh, hey, cool. I know how to count to a billion. Well, no, that's not important. I'm working on having a healthy body. Do you know how to make a healthy body? No, but I'm working on a healthy body. We don't have to count to a billion to be a billionaire. I know Bill Gates has never counted all the billions he has, nor has Warren Buffett or any other billionaire. Even the millionaires have never counted all the money they have. And when you had a wallet full of money, do you remember how much you got in there? Do you remember every dollar you have in there? Every $5, $10, $50, $1,000? Do you remember? No, you don't. You may have $100 tucked away as your mad money, and you know you have that. But that's the only thing you know you have. The rest is a fluid motion. It's a movement of coming in and going out and being used and being enjoyed and being loved. So you see, when everyone loves us, when we love ourselves, everyone loves us because we're fluid. We're moving. We're dynamic. We're an ever-growing, expressing, expanding, enjoyable experience. And we first love ourselves, and then all the world is in our love basket. Mm-hmm. All the world is loving us with all the magic and all the joy and all the peace and all the wonder that we are. Are you ready to get on that? On that show? Are you ready to be part of that program? Are you ready to be part of that magical experience? You can, you know. It's all up to you. It's all up to you whether you really want to be there or not. And if you want to be there, then get on. Get on. Everybody loves us when we love ourselves. So let's train ourselves in every way and every day how to love ourselves. Give yourself the energy massage. That's gently running your fingers over your entire body and saying, I like me, 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 I like me. Don't say I like you, because this is me. Your body is me. Your body is your fingers are you, everything is you. It's the me. It's not somebody else. It's me. You, me. I. I like me, I like me, I like me. And so, as you give yourself this energy massage, you're saying to yourself, everyone loves us when we love ourselves. And so you're loving yourself, and you're loving yourself, and you're loving, but liking is what you're doing in the essence of it. Because we love all. But do we like our body right now? Then let's start liking it. Let's start liking it. Do we like our mind? Let's start liking it. Do we like our relationships? Do we like our world, our friendships? Everyone loves us when we love ourselves. And so today, I start loving myself in a way that is more magical, more wonderful than I could ever have dreamed possible. And it is wonderful. And I'm a happy, happy, happy guy. Join me, if you will. And know that I love you. I love you. I love you.